Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Will Melissa find love? That is yet to be determined.
Love, schmov.
No, okay. Listen, Mel, I need you to have a better attitude because we have been recruiting your favorite country artists to give you their best advice for getting back out in the dating scene. And I'm hoping by the end of this week, Valentine's Day, you will be back out there. You got this, girl.
I have bad attitude, Austin.
I know.
It's a bad attitude.
Okay. Maybe this will change things because one of your absolute favorite artists, not just from his music, but, well, his charming good looks, too, especially when he's got the long hair. Mr. Jackson Dean is here to give you his advice for today.
The best thing that I can say is you ain't meeting nobody new to go backwards. And time doesn't work that way anyway. So leave the past where it is. Forward's the only way that time goes. So go with it. That's my philosophy on that.
That was poetry right there.
Forward is the only way time goes.
That's poetry.
Jackson, there's no way you're 24 years old. I'm calling BS right now. You have forged your birth certificate.
What the heck?
You are 42 years old at least. You have to be. With knowledge and insight and just the vocabulary
right?
Like that.
It's crazy.
Thank you. You all are very kind.
Everything you say is a song.
I love this man. I'm married. I've been married for 13 years, and I love this man.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
You are amazing. Seriously.
I hope that was helpful in some way.
Yeah, it was very insightful, and I will take what you have to say to heart.
10 years of therapy couldn't have gotten her that insight.
Brother, I am the rock that therapists break themselves
apart.
So that was David Allen Thoreau right there. No, wait, sorry. That was Jackson Dean.
Yes.
My goodness, the dude is a poet.
I know. Well, everything he says is, you could turn it into a song. The way he words things, he's amazing.
He made me want to fall in love with him. So, I mean, I can only imagine. That broke you, right? You're back in?
No.
On the date? Oh, my gosh.
No,
Melissa.
You don't understand. It can't be just two little pieces of advice, although good advice that's going to turn me around.
That was beautiful what Jackson Dean just said.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
I'm not ready yet.
I had a feeling. I had a feeling you'd be a tough egg to crack.
Of course I am.
Which is why tomorrow I am recruiting the efforts and the help from a man who just rocked out Joe's on Weed last weekend.
Really?
Mr. Dylan Marlowe. You know, he's married. He's a married man.
He is.
Very young and very married.
Well, clearly he's doing something right if he's married already.
And, yes, music's awesome. He'll probably tell you that he's not going to move the deer head on his wall. But we'll see what other advice he has to offer us tomorrow. Melissa, I promise you, by the end of this week, you'll be back looking for love.
Hey, I appreciate the effort and the advice.
I will stop at nothing.
I just don't know if I'm going to budge.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.